of the story. John was a cinch to succeed in life. Growing up on a farm, he got accustomed to hard work, and I suspect he was just born ambitious. He earned his fortune through grain, wool, leather goods, and he prospered quickly. John was still a young man when he had earned enough money to purchase two of the finest houses in town. One of them on Green Hill Street, and the other on Henley Street. And, as if that were not enough, he married into money. Beyond John's success, he was widely known as a fine individual, a gentleman. It was primarily for that reason that John rose steadily through the ranks of local politics. He was elected to positions of considerable responsibility in law enforcement and in the city treasury. He was elected chief alderman. And such was the confidence of his fellow citizens in him that John was even elected mayor of the town. Considering the diversity of his assets and the depth of his roots in the community, it's very difficult to imagine the rest of the story. John lost it all. He lost it all. It began with lawsuits, business troubles, both of which distracted him from his civic duties. Continued absences from town council meetings shook public faith. There followed a succession of indignities, among them the mortgage of his wife's valuable estate, his removal from city government, and soon he was deep in debt and dodging creditors. But of all John's difficulties, perhaps most difficult of all, was having to tell his 12-year young son, Bill, that he, Bill, would have to quit school and go to work. Oh, John had so wished for the boy a thorough and distinguished education. It was to have been the most meaningful advantage of the father's prosperity. Now young Bill would have to start at the bottom rung, as his dad did. At first, father and son worked together, the boy running errands and doing odd jobs. Almost all of the family enterprises had dissolved, but what remained kept John and son Bill busy. And all this while, John was filled with remorse that his young son would never be able to afford the education that he had wanted for him. But young Bill accepted it cheerfully. What was hard for him was enduring the memories of the way things used to be. What was hard for him was to see the respect with which his dad had once been treated, now gone forever. It really mattered very little to son Bill that the family was now poor and that the options in his own life had narrowed so. If he had to work in a shop from then on, so he would work in a shop. Without an education, he could expect not much else. Envisioning such a future, Bill married at 18, and he took on family responsibilities. And as far as we know, he never once blamed his father for having removed him from school at the age of 12, for having deprived him of an intellectual head start in the world, for unintentionally having yanked the silver spoon right out of his mouth. But he made do with what he had left, and young Bill became William Shakespeare. Now you know the rest of the story.